Thank you all for being here this morning. I'm very grateful for this opportunity to address the congregation and share some of my music, especially on a day like today. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday absolutely in the whole year. So I thought I'd take this chance to take a moment and think about the musical influences I've had in my life and my gratefulness for all the people that have inspired me in one way or another to take a certain musical path. This is kind of inspired by the quote that's at the top of the order of service, that song is like a bird in flight, or song is a bird in flight, that will never follow a straight line. So I'll share some of my crooked, twisting paths of musical pursuits today. And so thanks again for being here. I'm really glad to be able to share all this. And this is the reason that I went back to Kathy's song. I say back because this is a song I haven't performed in a long time. And in high school, after, you know, a period of listening to what you'd expect a middle schooler to listen to, Milli Vanilli, God forbid, New Kids on the Block, some friends and I just discovered, or rediscovered, because we kind of heard it in our childhood, and, you know, old LPs of Simon and Garfunkel, Joan Baez, Judy Collins, and just started raiding our parents, not only their old wardrobes, but their old music collections. And among these things was, for me, a lot of music of Paul Simon really struck me in those moments, and Kathy's song in particular is my favorite. So singing that one really takes me back to some of the first music that kind of opened my ears, and I said, oh, you know, I like this better than other things, or this is more interesting. But with those same friends, we started a folk trio and performed lots of these songs, like I said, of Joan Baez and the like. Later on in high school, I started going to barn dances in Chicago, and just, again, saw a music that was similar but different. You know, I've been listening to pop music, songs, familiar formats. All of a sudden, you hear songs in this acoustic environment that was the same but different, something new that sparked an interest. And so going to these barn dances, I saw these old-time fiddlers and banjo players, and again, it was like a little awakening of, like, this is familiar, this is somehow something I've heard a little bit before, sounds like things I've heard before, but I don't understand it, and there's something neat that I don't get there, and I want to try to get it. So in late high school, I started fiddling and trying to understand this old-time fiddling. And so I'd like to bring my husband up, Patrick Burke, who's going to back me up on a fiddle tune and a banjo tune. And in Chile, it's really important to name your teachers when you perform. So today's kind of my day to name some of those people. In Chicago, I was really influenced by a banjo-playing friend, Kathy Casper, the fiddler Chirp Smith, and his wife, Dot Smith, the great clogger. And also in Indiana, he now lives elsewhere, but the fiddler Brad Leftwich. Good people to listen to if you ever get the chance. Called Fall on My Knees. It's from the fiddler banjo player Tommy Jarrell. Well, there's more. There's more than two. No other little woman like you, little girl. No other little woman like you. Well, you told more lies than stars in the sky. You never get to heaven when you die, little girl. You never get to heaven when you die. Inspired by some very close friends of mine from high school, exchange students from there, I was really dead set on going to Latin America, and I ended up in Chile, where one day in class I heard this recording that absolutely mesmerized me, just from this small little cassette deck that they had brought. This sound came out that I couldn't believe, that totally enveloped you, and this was the music of Violeta Parra. And if you heard us last week, you heard one of these mesmerizing songs that the folk orchestra played, called Gracias a la Vida. And she is just a phenomenal artist, or was a phenomenal artist, just a depth of emotion in her songs that is covers this wide range of emotions, from the happiest happy to the deepest sorrow. And it's particularly those sad, emotive, impacting songs that have really called people's attention and given her international recognition for her songwriting. Today I wanted to share with you one of her songs that is kind of the opposite of that. It's more the ecstatic side of life, the overflowing with love. And this song is called De Cuerpo Entero, you know, with your whole body, you know, talking about loving someone with all your being. Just humans in general, the words go. Humans are made up of a spirit and a body, of a heart that beats to the rhythm of your emotions. And this is in the rhythm of a Chilean cueca. And again, being in Chile was something similar to that process of going from 60s folk revival singers to old time, just hearing something that sounds familiar. It's this acoustic setting, it's small ensembles of stringed instruments, the feel, the aesthetic was similar, I connected to something, but yet it also represented a world of something completely new, musically and culturally. But it was fascinating that, again, made me branch off and take another path and look into some other musics. And I credit Violeta Parra as one of these people, too, that I owe a lot to in terms of learning about music and learning about songwriting. So this song is de cuerpo entero to the rhythm of a Chilean cueca. Bunch of Bob Dylan songs, but really hadn't gotten into his recordings hardly at all, and Patrick's a big Bob Dylan fan, so I went back to those recordings and really started listening to them and learning his songs from him instead of from other people, and so I'm going to sing a little bit of Don't Think Twice.
Done before.
Ain't no use calling out my name. Alfonso Rubio, Santos Rubio, Chosto Ulloa, and here in the States, infinite numbers of people, but among the most influential, the ones I've been naming all along today, Joni Mitchell, even Paul Simon, Judy Collins, Bob Dylan, and Violeta Parra, too. About the little coincidences and the accidental meeting with this person or that that sets you one direction or the other. And again, on a day like today, I'd like to express my gratitude to all those people that sent me one direction or another. And I like to think about all those happy coincidences that, put you where you are today. And I wanted to express to all of you, thank you for bringing me into the churches of the folk orchestra conductor. And I'm having great fun. I really look forward to seeing what interesting directions and paths this experience is going to send me off on. So thank you very much. And this song is called, like I said, Kingdom Down.
There's a door.
Guard it close.